At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Good people, how y'all doing? It's your girl Didi Leggett, aka the Core Queen. I am back with another episode of the Core Queen Podcast, where we talk about everything but fitness. And I got a returning guest on the show, y'all, because last week we got heated in our conversation, and I just wanted him to educate me a little bit. You know, y'all welcome DeMario Jeffrey back to the show.
Yay! She don't want to educate. She won't be nosy.
Well, that too. I am excited to have you back on the show so I can actually have a one-on-one conversation with you. Because I don't feel like you got your due diligence last week to be able to, like, really speak about how you differed than everybody else on the panel.
Correct.
Okay. So let me introduce DeMario to y'all if y'all don't know who he is. He is a native of Columbia, South Carolina. He is a former four-star football athlete, and he committed and played 4 years at the University of South Carolina. Go Gamecocks. That's where my cousin graduated from. Shout out to Xavier Leggett. Yes, he graduated with his bachelor's in science in sports and entertainment. Okay. Yep. He signed a rookie free agent contract with the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers. They trash. But with the Carolina Panthers. Then he signed a Canadian League football deal in 2014. He has been in the restaurant management for over 8 years. He's single, ready to mingle. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We about to see, y'all. I don't know about the single part, but he ready to mingle, I tell you that.
She said I ain't single, y'all, because this is our first date.
Oh, my God.
I broke into it before the cameras came on, you know. I've been trying to figure out how I was going to get it to this point. It had to be this way, but on camera, it's cool with me, D. Come on with it.
Y'all, don't listen to Mario, okay? So I'm going to start off a little light, just so we can get a little foundation and groundwork on you. So what age did you start playing football?
Let's see. I want to say 10, 11.
Oh, okay.
10, 11.
And did you play like Pop Warner football? Like,
kind of, sort of, not necessarily. My dad would always take me out to start Pop Warner football and stuff like that, but he ended up going to jail when I was young. So, once I officially moved in with my aunt, I couldn't play football. She just couldn't afford it.
Okay.
So I didn't officially start playing like actual game style. I think seventh grade, so middle school.
Okay.
I practiced Pop Warner and all that, but I never really played a game.
And what position did you play?
I played everything. I'm not exaggerating when I said.
Okay. Well, excuse me. Shit. Okay. And what did your dad get locked up for?
Oh man, drug kingpin, trafficking charges. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man.
How long did he serve?
I want to say he did 9 out of 25 when Obama got in office and changed the crack laws. That helped him out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody snitched on him, man.
Really?
Family members, everything. Yeah, it was tough.
Damn.
It was tough. I mean, he reformed. He's a Christian, devout mm-hmm. Christian, and you know, he got out, he changed his life. So it worked out for him because right. he was going down the path mm-hmm. of the time.
Well, shout out to former President Obama for those who say he didn't do nothing for black people.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So when did you realize you were an elite athlete?
I don't know. Football to me was just fun. I never looked at myself bigger than anybody. I'm lying. My senior year, I think my senior year, because I wasn't one of those ones that was recruited like as a freshman. You hear like these kids mm-hmm. get offers as a freshman. That right. wasn't my case. I came from a school during that time. We was pumping out athletes, you know, Ventura Jenkins, Mike Davis, Gucci's, you know, just a bunch of people was pumping out. So my mm-hmm. name was just so far down on the list. So around about my senior year, once everybody was out from, you know, and left, and it was my turn to shine, mm-hmm. You know, Cedric, you know, Justin, I can go on Cliff, everybody was gone. I had offers my junior year. That's when I had my breakout year. But my okay. senior year, to answer your questions, when I kind of was like, okay, yeah, I'm that guy.
Okay.
It's on me. I had never won a state championship. I've only lost like 3 games in my career mm-hmm. at that point, and it was all an upstate championship. So now I'm like, if I'm as good as everybody say I am, then I got to lead my team to a state championship.
Okay.
And that's kind of when I probably got a little cocky. Like, I got this tattoo, Humble, that year across my stomach, and I was nothing but I went so far from it.
Interesting. Okay. So when you got recruited to go to college, what position did they recruit you for?
So initially, before I tore my ACL my senior year, which broke my heart, I was a 5-star, actually. I told Dee to say 4, but I was a 5-star athlete, and I was the number 2 athlete in the nation. So that's out of like 4,000 kids coming out. Mm-hmm. I'm number 2. I think I was ranked like number 17 overall out of all players. Colleges would tell me anything. Now, when I told my ACL, my rank dropped down. Now, all of a sudden, I went from an athlete, everybody want to play everything, to now you're a linebacker. You know, so.
Oh.
Which was, that's where everybody's going to play me at anyway.
Okay.
You know, but. Overall, everybody's just like, I just want the kid to come here. You know, we'll deal with the position later. Mm-hmm. So everybody was like, oh, you this, you that. We'll do this with you. We'll do that with you. I don't know if you in tune with football, but around this time, this is when the Wildcat was going crazy. Mm-hmm. I think Arkansas had Darren McFadden and Felix Jones. They mm-hmm. were doing that Wildcat yep. real crazy. So, you know, that was everybody proposed that to me. And I'm like, nah, I don't know. And then after I told Maysel on offense, I was like, hell no, I'm not playing offense ever again in my life. I do the hitting, but you ain't hitting me. No, I'm not doing that. But yeah, so.
Okay. Okay. So what was like your experience playing in the professional league?
I didn't play long enough to really get an experience. Mm-hmm. I fell out of love with it. Like, I fell out of love with football out of my sophomore year of college. I just did it because I was good at it. Yeah, and we was winning. But, you know, my experience is just like any other guy. You know, we love it. Practices are hard, days are long. Mm-hmm. Women throw themselves at you. You know, you always hear that saying, you can't slip and fall in it. Yes, you can when they perceive you to have a lot of money. You can. Mm-hmm. Your day may start out as I'm just chilling with the fellas and I'm somewhere I don't need to be. But
I'm not even gonna go there with you, know, yet. But, not yet.
But it was like the regular person, man. It was decent, you know.
Would you like for a kid like my son who plays football, 15 years old, 9th grade, playing on varsity, would you recommend him stick with football?
If you love it, yeah. If you don't love it, no. Okay. You can get severely hurt. You can really walk away from this game with life, you know, like your life is totally different, you know. So, I mean, I'm not going to say it. Well, I will say it. I love Marcus Lattimore. I love you to death. But look at Marcus Lattimore. One of the best athletes to ever come out of South Carolina. Played with me at USC, 5-star running back, lived up to the hype. Towards ACL twice. Last time, dislocated his knee and had some bad injuries. And now it's like the guy I knew growing up is not the guy he is now because of football. You know, like now he does like spoken word poetry and all kind of stuff. I'm like, man, what you doing, man? But football will do that to you, man. It turns you into something you told me that.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, so yeah, don't, if you love it, do it, because at the end of the day, once you're done, You want to look back and say, you know, I have 2 torn ACLs. I've broken several different bones. I can show you the scars and everything. And you're going to be like, dude, why you kept playing? Because I love it. I don't regret any of it. I have teammates who decided to stay in it and did a couple years in the NFL. Back hurt, several concussions, can't look out the window the way they want to, and they regret it. You know, so because they didn't love it. They was chasing the bag.
Yeah.
Once I fell out of love with it, I didn't care nothing about the money. My agent was on my head too about that.
Damn, that's I'm gonna play this back for my son because I really hate that he plays football. He's really good at it, but I really was trying to push him to stay with baseball or basketball, but mainly baseball. But
most definitely, he's
really good in baseball.
They giving out money, like
really good.
Yeah, he definitely. This for Didi's son. Play baseball. Don't give up on it. I did that dumb stuff. I was very good at soccer, track and field, and I was like, nah, football is where I'm gonna make it at. I wish I would have stuck with track and field. I was very good at soccer, you know, defensively. I'm a tall, rangy guy, but yeah. So,
well, he loves track. Now that's his second. Those are two, football and track is where he wants to stay at. So we'll see where the wind blows us. So, do you think that being an athlete, especially like you said, women throwing themselves at you and all of that, do you think that that played a role in your dating preferences? And we'll get into those preferences in a second.
Most definitely. Showed you that you get a lot more leeway with women than the average person would get.
I want you to definitely explain that.
Now? Or are we gonna
I want you to explain the leeway with women. Come on with that.
So, I mean, the average person, a 9-to-5 or I'm going to say the average college student. We're going to just say in college. You know, he goes to class, does his schoolwork, passing, yes or no, I don't know. But his whole college kind of experience is, man, I got to get through this because I'm paying for this. I got to graduate for mom, pops, for me, whatever. You know, I got to pay these people back. My experience was totally different. You know, they're paying for my education. I'm actually one of the few people on the team. I ain't going to say few, because we had a lot, but I was actually good at football. I didn't ride the bench. I actually played. I'm a speaking female term. They said I was attractive back then. Your boys be 6'4", about 245, 2% body fat. You know what I mean? Them Baywatch lifeguards ain't had nothing on me in my day. But, you know, so I guess to an extent, you know, we would go out, we would do things, and you know, even I just go back to college. I'm about to go on a tangent. Even me just sitting in the classroom, you know, the hardworking guy sitting beside me, and you know, he may let me cheat off his paper, and then Susie sits beside me, who's fine. Daddy done spoon fed. I went to USC, so all these kids were rich. You know, we ain't gonna talk about their race, but they had money. You know, she sit beside me and she say, you know, I'll do all your work for you, or essentially she's trying to do anything to get my attention, you know. So then from there you realize, like, okay, you know, I got little Susie in my pocket, you know, doing whatever she want to do, and I can do whatever I want to do with Susie. But then now Susie got a friend, Amber, and Amber, you know, the same way, and I'm like, it's crazy, y'all know each other, y'all gonna do this. And then, you know, I may have other women I was dealing with, and they'll see me out with, like, I've never really had an issue of being out with women and see a woman, another woman I'm dealing with, and one of them like acting crazy. I've never had my windows busted, none of that. They just kind of like fell in line at that time, and that just kind of showed me, like, dang, if I don't lie and they think that you, I guess, gonna be this NFL player, gonna have money one day, they'll let you do whatever. So yeah, it definitely affected my dating preference.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I had some wild nights in college. Yeah,
I guess it's the same way with, like, being, if you're from the hood and you got the dope boys, they kind of have their way with women too. Oh, so definitely. Same concept.
Yeah.
So, okay, speaking of your dating preferences, let's explain to the audience and to me, what is your philosophy when it comes to dating?
My philosophy is whatever D like.
Oh my God.
You know, by the time I leave this, you know, I gotta put that woo on her, where she not gonna leave me alone.
It's never gonna be a woo on me because I don't share. Okay. Especially not knowingly. And when I find out, it's over. So no. So what are your dating preferences?
My dating preferences. Nobody's ever asked me this. Think about it for 13 seconds. Let's see. Cause I don't really have a preference. I just be out there, you know.
You just do whatever.
I be Wild Wild West Cowboy and that thing, man. I'm quick draw McGraw with it, you know. So, I guess I don't even understand the question really, D. When you say my dating preference, okay. Like what type of relationship I want to be in, what type of women I'm
living
with. Choke
fucking with you.
Don't choke, not yet, D. We get to that later. Y'all, oh, I'm joking. God. I'm joking. If D got a man out there, I'm joking. She's beautiful. I admire her.
Okay. Okay. Do you prefer a traditional relationship. One guy, one girl, that's it. Do you prefer dating with an open relationship where we both know that we're going to sleep with other people? Do you prefer where you just sleep with other people and the girl doesn't? What's your preference?
Okay, this is going to blow her mind, right? Because she thinks she know my preference. I prefer the first option. I prefer one girl and me. That's what I prefer. Now, do I act on that? Hell no. Nah. Just going to be honest with you, though. You know? But that's my preference. I want one woman I can take care of. I can give her the world. I'm one of them like 1980s men. Like, I want to pay all the bills. If I know how to build a house, I want to build it. You know, I want to come home, you cooking. That's a love language of mine that like turns me on. You know, I just want to see her happy. I want her to be able to ask me for anything and I can give it to her. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my preference. Now, is that where I'm at right now? Nah.
Okay. That's honest. Yeah. Okay. So, so when you're dating, or because you're actively dating now, I'm assuming.
We date.
No, we're not.
Go ahead.
Do the women that you're dating know that they are part of this experiment?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
I hate liars, so I have a hard time lying myself. Mm-hmm. Dating me, I try to explain to women what dating is. Dating to me doesn't mean that we're in a exclusive relationship.
Absolutely. I agree.
It just means that, you know, we're kicking it, we're going out on dates, we're filling each other out. Mm-hmm. So I say there could be one, there could be two, there could be many. I just encourage them not to ask me because it just, you just never know what, I never know what the answer is going to be at that point in time. And I'm not going to lie to you. Now, I would never give them a specific as far as like a woman's name, age, where she's at, blah, 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 right. Why, you know, she holds this much weight in my life. But I will say, you know, hey, Damar, is it only me? Because it gets to the point where one of us is going to start falling.
Right.
And it's, hey, let's have a conversation. I really like you. You know, I know you told me in the beginning that you are dating multiple women. You know, what are we looking at as far as going this monogamous route? And I may be like, I don't know, brother. I'm just going to be honest with you, if females.
Right.
A man tell you that, you're just not the one, honestly. I'm just keeping it being with you, so.
So is there like, because you're young, so I'm curious as to if it's not the one or you're just not ready?
Could be a little bit of both. I'm tough on women, though. Okay. I'm extremely tough on women. Because I was raised by women. And I watched these strong Black women raise me, raise my cousin, raise all my, you know, my siblings and, you know, whoever. Mm-hmm. And I just seen them still not lose any traditional values. And I think women today have lost that.
You mean in your age group?
No, I'm saying period. Listen, I'm 33 years old. D keep calling me young.
I'm 46. Right?
And now
you are young.
I love a woman that's 46.
You're almost my daughter's age.
I don't care nothing about my daughter. I can't stand people do that. Back to, I don't want a daughter. I want the mama. Anyway.
Oh my God.
So I've dated women that were 46. Mm-hmm. They don't act 46. Or they don't act traditional. So I'm saying anything 50 till almost about 25, no traditional value. Mm. So, and that's going to lose me every time. I still may entertain you. I still may, because as a man, I think I can change you. I think I can kind of coach you in a way. Because I feel like a woman's love is a little different from a man's love. I feel like if y'all love someone, y'all would try y'all hardest to conform or be somewhat of what he wants you to be.
Absolutely.
So I may try, but if I'm not getting the results that I want, and I don't know how long it's going to take in my head. It could be 2 days. It could be a month. It could be a year. I don't know. But if I'm not getting the results, I'm going to leave you alone. Mm-hmm. Or I'll just string you along. And you just be one of the ones, you know. You be one of the ones, baby. Y'all know who one of the ones is. Shout out to you. I'm going to hit y'all up after this here.
Well, I definitely like really, if you're being honest, I commend you for being honest up front with people, because I think it just does a disservice for people who want, like, you don't want to be committed right now.
Correct.
And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But lying to somebody about that and manipulating them to be with you, knowing that's not what you want, to me, that's just, it's crazy.
I don't even understand it. Like, I think there's something, like, what do you get out of courting somebody, lying to them, making them think it's only you and them, and you know you love Susie, you know, right, across the street, when you can just tell both of them and let them make the decision?
That's it.
And this is my philosophy, right? If you tell both of them, one of them's going to leave, one of them's going to stay, just gonna be honest with you.
I agree 1000%.
Yo, so and the one that stays, she may be a little, she may want to deal, she'll deal with your bush a little longer than the other one. So now you may be like, okay, now I may be able to finesse two different women with this one.
Yeah.
But that other one, nah, it wasn't happening.
It
so
happen.
Give them that option, man. You
That's
know,
it.
You're a dog like me and you got to get the gab, you can get another. You like Jesus. That, baby? I know she ain't just jumped like I've been in here beating her. Let me slide over here.
Yeah, Mario, quit playing.
I'm at the whisper, so stop playing with me in front of these people.
So, since this is the topic of the show, do you believe that monogamy is natural for men?
No.
Why?
Hell no.
Why?
Because it's not. It's not for black men anyway. It's going to be hard for me to explain it because you're a woman. No. So, like I started to on the last show, but I guess it's just me and D now, so I can probably get a little, I can probably articulate a little better. But if anybody believes that black people are from Africa, I'm just specific to my black, I'm talking about the birth of all humans. And if you go back and you look at black people in Africa from religious to dating to whatever, monogamy was not our thing. That's something that them colonizers brought to us, because that's what they believed in. Where we are from, if you believe that, if you don't, I totally understand it. But if you believe that we're from the motherland, a man can have as many wives as he can afford. We're not Christians. We were never born Christians. We were born Muslims or Ifa or whatever religion that was native to Africa or to the bush people that we say that we are. And that man could take care of as many wives as he could afford, you know. So if he was in the village and he had four huts full of women, he would take care of four huts full of women. Now, he would have to take care of them, though. Like, he's not just going to say, I'm going to mess with D, Lee, and T, and that's it. No, you're going to provide for each of those households. And if you can't, leave them women alone, because they got the right to go to the best suitor, the best fitter. So I just believe we're not, no.
So explain this to me. If men were created to not be monogamous, and that's like a natural thing.
Correct.
Why weren't women created to accept it so naturally?
No, y'all were. It's just in today's
time.
Weren't. Yes, y'all were.
No, we weren't.
Yes, y'all were.
They did that because they didn't have a choice. I think that's people leave out that part in that scenario
Who's
all
they?
The time.
Who
they? Men. Most of the time, men will go back to either Africa or back in the day when the grandmothers did this, that, and the third. Most women didn't have a choice.
I wasn't even going to speak on that, but I'm happy you brought that up. They had a choice.
No, they didn't.
They could have walked out of granddaddy's house.
No,
they just
couldn't.
Knew they weren't going to have no way to live.
Right. So,
yeah,
so that doesn't make it a natural instinct for me to want to be with a man who has several wives. No, it doesn't. It puts me in survival mode where I have to do it. I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't made to do it, and I don't like it, but I don't have a choice.
Okay, so.
It's not a natural thing.
So it's natural for me. It doesn't have to be natural.
I don't think it's natural for y'all either.
You ask the man, right? And I think the pecking order has been messed up. This one's going to blow you, right?
It's probably not.
I think men are supposed to lead. Now, can all men lead? Hell no. I think men are supposed to lead. If you really believe that man is a leader, you will go with whatever he says. But he has to reassure you of that, though, right? So no matter how you look at marriages. No, I'm dead serious. No matter how you look at marriages, no matter what religion you come from, even if I take this back to Africa, a woman was given away by her father, and she was deemed as property, but we ain't gonna go that deep into it. But she was given away from her father to a man. When she went to that man, she dealt with whatever he put her through, because the father had an innate ability to see what man could take care of his daughter financially. He wasn't looking no deeper than that, because men were simple creatures. We don't look all into that.
Y'all still are.
Philosophical. No, we definitely are, right? So when you get now, y'all are educated. Y'all can do, you know, just about anything we can. So now y'all have choices. You know, they had choices even in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. You know, they were starting to get their rights and everything. I'm not saying that's what held y'all back or that's what made y'all deal with what the bull crap.
We had no choice. We wouldn't have nowhere to live. We couldn't get a house, a credit card.
That's true.
Anything. So
that's true, but that's another subject.
There is no way that y'all can sit here and really believe that we would just put up with it just because we liked it.
No. I'm not gonna say a woman ever liked it, but I think y'all understood the nature of a man more than because
no, we
grandma,
understood
grandma,
our own survival.
No, grandma would tell you, baby.
That,
grandma would tell you, baby, that's just a man. Grandma, I've heard women again. I was raised by women. I've heard these women say that's what a man.
And y'all
does.
Think that women that y'all think that those women was just sitting at home twiddling their thumbs and just worshiping the ground their man walked on.
No. I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean they might have been doing whatever they
wanted. They absolutely were,
and that's cool. A man not even gonna look into it. If you get caught, you were sloppy.
No, she grandmothers had other kids outside of that. It wasn't just granddaddy.
Listen to me. let me kiss grandma.
My grandmother had 9 children, and all of them ain't my granddaddies.
I mean, granddaddy know that, though, right? Granddaddy don't know that.
They both dead now, but yeah.
I was about to say, put them in.
But I'm talking about in the middle of the marriage. It wasn't like she had kids after him or before. No,
but
while they
was
married.
But did he know that kid wasn't his?
Yes, and gave the kid his last name. My argument is that men put on this thing as if like women just followed these husbands and just did whatever they told them to do. That's not how it was.
But
that's how
I
y'all wanted
that
to think.
You bring this
you
up.
Just said it.
No.
You said men is the head. And women did what they supposed to do because the dad gave them away.
But in the situation that you're talking about, I never mentioned that. In today's time, women are not following like the pecking order, right? But back then, you're the one speaking about back then. I mean, we can dig in the back.
Because you said now women aren't. We're comparing, but you're acting as if they were back then.
They were.
No, they weren't.
I mean, what's back then? So I know what we're talking
about. In any time, depending on where you were. I think y'all believe that. I think y'all grandfathers and grandmothers made y'all believe that. And by and large, everybody was following these same rules in every household. And granddad was just the final say on everything.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, regardless of what grandma did, grandma could have infidelity issues. She was smart enough to know I'm not even going to challenge him on what he's doing. That's just what a man does. And that's cool. Grandma was slick and conniving enough to go ahead and get whatever she needed to get from granddad and from whoever else.
Grandma knew
y'all
that if
women
she
today,
tried to...
Y'all mouth run too much. Y'all can have a great man and still be slick, but y'all running y'all mouth too
No,
much.
Grandma was running her mouth too. She just wasn't doing it in front of y'all. No. And it wasn't no social media. Yes, she was.
Grandma knew back
First
in the
time.
First
of all, my grandma used to throw hot grits on my granddaddy.
And ain't no disrespect to D, grandma, but I know her lips look like biscuits when granddaddy got
done. I bet they didn't. He wasn't crazy.
Granddaddy got
her,
done
her brothers
would
have sliced his ass up. No, because y'all really be sitting here acting like we just came out like this. Like all of a sudden, modern women are just like this now. No, it's social media makes you believe that. And we have more rights now. So grandma couldn't pop off like she wanted to. But believe me, if she could, she would have. We talked. I was raised by my grandma.
I was raised by a lot of women. When I say a lot.
They ain't
nothing
going
but
to.
Women.
I'm telling you, they would listen. My grandma didn't play no games, so I don't know what kind of grandmas y'all had.
No. The women in my family didn't play any games either, but they understood the structure. That like I'm not even saying they conformed, they bowed down, they worshiped.
But that's what you just said.
No. All I said was they understood the structure. Like right now, right, sitting in this room. If a guy was to run through this door, and he's trying to stick us up, what is the natural thing for me to do?
Protect.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
So women understood that back in the day. Right now, if a guy run through this door, D, you probably jump on him before
No, the hell I wouldn't. The fuck wrong with you? She got me fucked up with.
She probably jump on forward. But what I'm saying is just
shit,
back
I'll
in
be
that.
Right behind your ass gonna get stabbed before I do.
That's how it's supposed to be. Exactly. Back in the day, all I'm saying is grandma understood it. I'm not saying grandma didn't fight back. I'm not saying she didn't have words. You know, but she still understood it. You know, there was a little more fight in women as far as to keep the relationship together or to try to figure out why this guy's doing this versus now it's just like, nah, y'all ain't crap and just, you know, throw them over to the side.
But then you got to also realize that granddad was doing a lot of shit.
No,
these dudes ain't doing, I'm talking about providing. I'm talking about protecting. I'm talking about making sure grandma was secure. Men these days want the same respect that granddad was getting, but y'all not doing the same shit granddad was doing.
I can agree with you on that because I hate these dudes. I can agree with you.
Child,
I ain't gonna fight back.
And I'm not saying all of them, but there's a large number.
They zesty. They beta male. I'm dead serious. Men these days are beta males, but y'all made them that way.
Y'all?
Yeah, women.
Their mamas made them that way.
Yeah, raised by single mama. Yeah,
because their daddies left.
No, I can't say that because I was raised by a woman. Me and my cousin, we don't like nothing like these beta males.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about this era. They're a little different.
No, they are, man. You know, like I got on the straight legs right now. And I'm about to talk about these tight jeans wearing, you know. I can't
they got
say the
purses.
Words I want. Yeah, man, come on. That
they
purse.
Got their nails painted.
Oh, my God. Don't do it, D. I hate it. Like I came in a little scruffy just so D, I got a little, you know, I'm a little rugged. You know, I ain't want
to. Oh, my God.
I was going to get the hair done, the tape up, put the contacts in, and. I was, you know, no. I was gonna go buy some flowers, do all kind of zesty stuff. I said, nah, man, I'm gonna show up what a man is.
Well,
yeah.
Buying flowers is not zesty.
No, it ain't. You know, I'm broke, y'all. That was my
you
excuse.
Are cut.
I'm broke.
Mario.
Next question, D.
Oh my God, I can't. So, do you understand, or do you let's talk about polygamy and Amory, because I learned something today. I'm so excited that you're here because I like learning
stuff.
You're
about to teach me because I don't know nothing about
it. I'm going to read the actual definition so I don't mess it up.
Go ahead, so I can understand what I was doing. I can't tell you technically what I was doing. I was just doing it when I do it when I did. Sure.
Okay, so here we go.
Right.
So polyamory is the practice of having multiple romantic or sexual relationships with the consent of all partners. That's polyamory. Okay. Polygamy is the practice of being married to more than one person. So you've been doing polyamory.
Correct. Because I ain't marrying none of you nasty suckers.
Oh my God.
Nah, I'm lying. I want to marry somebody.
Yo, shut up.
But yeah, I've been doing that. I say I flirted with it simply because when I got on this path of I ain't gonna lie to women, I just want to see how far I can get with it. I'm just being honest with you. You know, everybody got like this bucket list of things they want to do sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, my first threesome wasn't planned. It was in college when I was the guy. So I kind of felt like once I wasn't the guy again, that I can always get it. And that wasn't true. So I had to find some kind of way to get it. So I had to woo these women into liking me enough and to let me do it. So I was on some poly stuff. But I actually kind of like it, though, for real. I actually kind of like it. I didn't go about it the right way, though. I can admit that.
What do you mean?
Because I was in Atlanta doing all this. And Atlanta is like the worst place to be poly. It's the worst place to date, period.
Yeah,
you don't know what's real, what's not. You know, it's just bad. So, you know, just being down there, a lot of those women just don't care. They don't care if their man straight or bi, they still gonna deal with them. So you gotta be careful. But I decided to try it down there, and I realized these women are different. So I actually came back to Columbia. I'm still living down there, but I came back to Columbia, mm-hmm. and I met this beautiful young lady. And then I had this girl that I used to deal with in college that I kind of rekindled with. And, you know, she was just one of those. Both were the same sexually. They hadn't did much.
Uh-huh.
They hadn't did, you know, half of what I've done. They didn't care to do half the stuff I want to do. They just kind of, you know, once I put that woo on, it was like, I do whatever. And you got to make a woman feel secure enough to even kind of. No, I'm dead serious, D. You think I'm joking? But like you got to make them feel secure enough to feel like. Like, I'm not spending too much time over here. I'm not spending too much time over here, but it's really about, like, because I pitched this whole It's Us thing, right? And it was full of shit.
Who are these people?
I pitched this whole It's Us thing, right? And I'm like, you know, it's us. You know, financially, we can do this and, you know, blah, 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 and this, that, and the third, you know, with the whole goal of me. I just wanted threesome. That's all I really had wanted.
Oh,
but I realized, you know, I had some gab the way they was going to allow this to happen.
Oh my God.
So I actually ended up really caring for both, right? Mm-hmm. But they was like on two different spectrums. Like one was just so sweet and quiet, and the other one just so voiceless. She's just a little firecracker. Mm-hmm. And the one that was a firecracker was smaller than the one that was actually quiet, which was weird. Like the other one, because she really could have whooped her, but she wouldn't. Like I found myself in these situations where they're arguing in our group chat. Oh, you know, we're setting up dates. So like I said, I stayed in the A, so they always wanted to come to me. They, you know, they deem it's more to do down there. And we was also a part of this, I ain't going to say the club name, but it was like this kind of like, what's the word? I'm looking kind of like swingers club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pay a fee monthly, you get tested and blah, blah, blah. Then you got to pay at the door. You go on there, whatever.
Right.
You know, we used to do little stuff like that. So, you know, they would just argue because I kind of lean more towards the soft one because, again, I'm more traditional. So even though I'm trying to play this game with this woman, I'm still leaning more towards the one that I think I can probably make it out of this situation with. I'm like, this one here, I'm going to end up in jail. You know, I don't put my hand on women, but you can't talk to a man any kind of way.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't just buck at him. Eventually, you're going to fold. So I'm like, I don't know. Even though I love her to this day, I love both of them to this day. But, yeah, they kept getting into it. And I was just like, yeah, man, I sent their ass back to South Carolina. I ain't doing that. How you doing? We had one last hurrah, and that was it.
Oh my God.
That was it. But you know, for the most part, I also realized at that point, because I consistently had these two women, it's probably like a 4 or 5 month stretch. I realized I don't care what you men say, I ain't built for no threesome. No women to drag you, man. Like you ever heard of running the train on a woman too? Guy, like they was running the train on me. Man, no, bro. Listen, women can go too long, bro. And we was young. I'm probably 27, they 20, 26, 24, 25. Man, they was dragging you, boy, man. Honey packs couldn't help.
Oh,
blue
lines
couldn't help.
Oh, my God.
I'm down in Hennessy. And mind you, I'm getting ready because, again, they stay in South Carolina. I'm in Atlanta. So I'm like, I might go a whole week, or, you know, I might try to exercise, let me get my lungs right, you know, let me buy all the supplements I need. I ain't even telling them this.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
And they dragging me. And this one would piss me off. I would tell them to get there at the same time, because I just want to get this out of the way. I know the first one going to be quick. I know the second one I'm going to put on for the city. Dog, these suckers would never get there at the same time. So one get there, and they racing each other to get to me. So now I got to go and do what I got to do with her. And the second one getting there, now I'm bending her backwards. And the other one like, dang, I ain't get that. Like, duh, you not going to get that. You caught the first one. The first one quick. So now they dragging me. Man, look up. Man, y'all should have seen me in there every time trying to talk these girls into engaging with each other. It was all about me. I'm like, hey, man, she here? God, dog. But yeah, I just chose the wrong women, man. They wasn't into women. They was just into me.
Well.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They drugged me. Mm. No, man. I'm talking about your boy tongue was out of his mouth after all that time. I said, yeah, I ain't there. That's why I said, yeah, sometimes we can do that. I don't even know if I want to even do that again. They done scarred me.
They done scarred you.
Yeah,
you traumatized.
Yeah, man.
Threesome traumatized.
Yeah. My cousin them talking about, I don't know if I can say this online. My cousin said, man, you should have took a perk. Man, I don't take no pills. But they said what it did, what it supposed to do. They said I could have laid that sleep, that perk would have kicked in.
Okay.
I don't do drugs.
I'm learning
so
much.
Yeah, they drugged me, man.
Oh, that's interesting.
Shout out to y'all. I love y'all.
I'm sure they love you too.
Mm-mm.
No, they don't like you no more.
One of them hate me.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Why? Because
I mean, she loved me, but she hate me.
Why she hate you? What you do?
Because I talk about. So this ain't funny, y'all.
Hold
Let me
on,
take
Fred.
My glasses off. Which camera you got me on?
Can you turn the air on? I am burning up.
Nah, she hot because you know I do that.
That has nothing to do with. I got on long sleeves.
Listen,
hot in here.
I'm gonna take my glasses off and look at y'all when I say this.
Uh oh.
Right. So they drugged me for the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And when they drugged me. For one, my pull-out game already weaker than a newborn baby neck, right? But when they drugged me, I shot the club up. They was down there 3 days.
Oh, God.
I'm talking about it wasn't no mess on the bed. I shot it up, bang, bang, right? Both of them, several times. So,
oh, my God.
and I'm talking about just for your boy to get through. I just want y'all to understand, just for me to get through this weekend, I was heavily intoxicated. Like, I'm talking about heavily intoxicated. I posted so much on Facebook. I was kind of embarrassed. Cause like when I came back through on like Monday and I looked at all my messages, everybody like, boy, you wilding out. I'm like, boy, what did I post? Cause I do a lot of Facebook stories. 24 hours is gone. You can't get it back. But anyway, I don't know what the world. So I'm hoping I ain't post nothing crazy, but obviously I did. But anyway, so what ended up happening was essentially both left pregnant, like dead serious. So I have two daughters by one woman. I do not believe in just procreating with a bunch of women if you can't afford it, and I can't afford it. And even if I could afford it mentally and physically, I just can't be there, right? So, and that was never my goal to get both of them pregnant. My goal was just a threesome, you know? So I'm getting 4 months of threesomes is crazy, but I just got lackadaisical. They was dragging me, so I said, I'm just going to just sit here and let that thing go. So the aggressive one took the initiative and, you know, she get a pregnancy test and realized she's pregnant. She go get rid of it. She tell me afterwards, like, hey, I was pregnant, got rid of it. She was like, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but I guess I was nonchalant. I didn't care. She was like, you know, you talk to her, like you make sure she went pregnant. I'm like, well, she tell me, you know, if she is, she is type situation, you know, cause I'm also one of the ones, if I get you pregnant, man, just keep it right. If you listen to me, if that's going to lead into the rest of the story. So then I was kind of upset. The little feisty one got rid of the child, honestly, without consulting me. Now, I probably would have agreed and been like, yeah, go ahead. But she got divorced. So then the second one, you know, she hit me up like, hey, period's late. And I'm like, man, I've been waiting on that. I've been waiting on you to have this conversation. And she's like, you know, again, she's shy. And see, I should have just initiated.
Nobody's on birth control. I'm so confused.
No,
lie.
All right. So I hate birth control.
You ain't gotta take it.
No. It's not natural for women. It just does all kinds of stuff that I don't like to women.
They have all kinds of shit that don't have no hormones in it.
No, I don't like it, D.
It's nothing
D,
in it.
It's nothing natural. It's nothing natural about you going months without a period.
It's not. See, this is where you gotta educate.
See, I don't know.
This is where you gotta educate, because I don't like when men do this.
Go ahead.
There are certain things that you can place inside you that have no hormones and your cycle is natural. It's normal.
But see, I hate that place inside, right? Like, my you baby don't. Mama got one of them things I can feel it.
No,
I don't
she
like
got
it.
The one with the hormones in it. That's why.
I tell her, get that up out you, baby. No, I can't even go back in. There's something damn poking back on me.
No, they didn't cut the string right.
It ain't no string. It feel hard.
Well, it has to be hard because it's in your freaking vagina. It's
I don't like it, though, D. I tell my women get off of it. You can't. You ain't got to worry about that, though, D.
Sure don't. You right about that? Because ain't
I
nobody,
put it somewhere else. Anyway,
nobody getting nothing, putting nothing in here at all.
I don't know what camera I'm probably looking at, but I'm going to put it somewhere else. No. D going to let me in, y'all. D going to let me in.
Everybody y'all. Know me. Y'all know ain't no way.
I'm going to tell y'all when y'all know I got D. I ain't going to talk about it no more. We'll keep it on the hush, didn't they?
Y'all know good and goddamn well.
D, you ain't got to keep playing me in front of these people now. God, don't.
Listen.
So
I'm just trying to figure out how these babies. What happened with the other all right, baby?
So,
Lord, let me take a drink.
Jeez. Yeah, take a drink now. Because, you know, it gets rocky from here. It gets bad, right?
Oh, God.
So she tells me her cycle's late. I'm like, oh, man, I've been waiting on you to talk to me about this. And she's like, dang, for real? I'm like, okay. So then I tell her, I almost said their name, Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So I said, hey, little feisty, I was pregnant, got an abortion like 2 weeks ago. And she's like, oh, my God, why did she do that? I'm like, don't even worry about that. Tell me about your situation. She's like, well, I don't know yet. It just hadn't come on. Mm. I'm like, all right, so go get tested. And mind you, I want to say this is around the time when I guess they first said abortions was illegal in South Carolina or something like that. I don't know. I was in Georgia. But she ended up going, taking a couple pregnancy tests, send it to me. She's pregnant, right? So then I instantly like, all right, cool, we're going to keep it. We're going to keep it. Now, she has multiple kids already, by one guy, right? Which was a problem for me. But again, my goal was just to get these two beautiful women together and just have threesomes.
This is
now,
the most reckless
I swear to God it was. Now, my heart is kind of into both, you know what I mean? But specifically into her, because she's a little more calm. And she essentially did everything that I wanted her to do. I didn't have to make her have to yell. She did it because she wanted to please me. So anyway, she get pregnant. So I said, all right, keep it. But her baby daddy was plum fool. Like, he's a straight bum. But he was like, I'm talking about, I sent him money for the kids, you know, because I was working a real good job at that time. If you live in Atlanta, you got to have some money. But I was working an extremely good job. Never made that type of money ever in my life, even with football. So, you know, I send him money all the time. It's down the third. So she was like, I don't know if I want to leave Columbia. You know, my kid's father's here, my mom's here, my sister's here. And I'm like, okay, you know, I play the dirt role. I'm like, well, who take care of me? No, because I'm just being honest with you. If you say you love me and I'm supposed to be the man in your life, why are you telling me that you can't come live with me and let's be a family because of these other people? You know, so that's kind of the first thing that pissed me off. So once that kind of pissed me off, I had in my mind, all right, she got to get an abortion. But I didn't say it because I've already said keep it. So now I'm playing this mind game where I want her to say it, and I'm just going to pay for it, right? So every other day I'm asking her, I know this girl's not going to come to Atlanta. I'm like, hey, you need to move down here. You need to root yourself, your kids. I'm being stressful. I'm being a straight dick to this girl. Like, you need to bring your behind down here and live with me. This dude, I'm like, when your baby, but I am hitting it with some truth. I'm like, when your baby daddy find out, because he's put a handle on him before, I'm like, he's going to put his hands on you. I can't protect you from where I'm at. You know, I only come home, you know, once or twice a month. So it's probably, I don't know, a month later. I've sent her the money, you know, probably 2 weeks after having this conversation. She still don't get the abortion. At this point, I'm starting to panic because, again, I've went from I want the kids. I don't want these kids if she ain't dying with me because I can't protect her. She gonna piss me off. She worrying about what her family got to say. So she go get an ultrasound or something. She didn't. I'm lying. She didn't go get an ultrasound. So she go to get the abortion and then she backs out. Because if you go in Columbia, they got, I guess everywhere, but they got these people, the anti-abortion people, and they just make you feel like crap. Now, most of the time.
Baby killer!
Bro, I promise you. I about damn near ran their ass over one time. Man, come on, man. You shouldn't kill those babies. They're alive, man. Get your ass up out of here, man. Hit the gas on them. I bet his big ass gonna roll over when it's rolling. And he gonna worry about himself after this. But yeah, so she couldn't do it. So I'm like, hey, come to Atlanta. We'll drive to North Carolina. We'll get it done. She didn't want to do it. So she ended up getting an abortion after a lot of convincing, and I had to pay this girl like $1,000. I paid for the abortion and gave her some extra money. I was like, man, look, I don't care what I got to do. And Lil Feisty was in my ear, too. She's in my ear, like, talking.
This is a lot for a threesome.
It is. It just for a threesome,
this
y'all.
This is ridiculous.
Like, man, I took myself through some bull crap. Lil Feisty made her like, yeah, I told you she wasn't the one. This, that, and the third. See, I got rid of it. And, you know, we back to normal and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, man, you tripping, you know. So I'm on the head about it. So she eventually go get the abortion. She gets a pill. And she goes back. She goes to us. She comes to Charlotte. She gets a pill. She goes back home, Columbia. A day or so later, the embryos or whatever come out. And she's like, oh, my God, it's two of them. So it would have been twins, right? And this... I don't want to call a weirdo because I really like you, but this weirdo takes them, wrap them up in like a napkin, then put them in a towel, keep it warm, sends me a video of it. I wish I had my old phone. I would show D so she can gag. And I don't know if it was a heartbeat, but it looked like it was living, right? She pulls it out of the toilet, by the way, because she's sitting on the toilet when this thing passed. And she sits it on there, and she's like, oh, my God. And she has twins already. She got four kids, the last two twins. So anyway, this seems to be twins or whatever. So now I'm kind of heartbroken, y'all, because I don't have sons. I got two daughters. I'm like, man, I think I just killed my two boys. You know what I mean? So now
this
I'm...
This is so disturbing.
Look, y'all, listen.
This is a lot for a threesome. I'm like, really?
Listen, y'all not going to believe me, but I promise. I went back to how I first felt about it. After she sent me that video, I was kind of disgusted, but I went back like, oh, my God, I can't believe I made you do this, baby. I'm so sorry. You know, I'm like, hey, throw that shit away, though. She was not going for it. She said they're looking at it until, you know, whatever happened with it. But so the speedy story along, about a week or two later, you know, we were all still good at this point. About a week or two later, like I said earlier, I told her, your baby daddy find out about the pregnancy, he's going to whoop you up behind. So, again, dude was a bump. He'd just pop up. I remember times I would go over there, because I would go over there in the middle of the night when I'm back in the city. And I hate to say it, but I had to bear arms because I ain't know when Buddy was going to knock on that door. You know what I mean? And at this point, she had already told Buddy about me and kind of about how we was living. And he ain't like it. He was supposed to be some kind of little drug dealer, even though he was broke. So he would, I told him to get dude my number so I can talk to him, you know, so I can explain to him, bro, I ain't trying to raise your kids, nothing. You their daddy. I'm just with your girl. You know what I mean? She done moved on. She done found better. You know, so dudes start sending me all kind of guns and, you know, what are you going to do to me and blah, blah, blah. You know, they don't put no fear in nobody. They ain't stop making them when they made his. So anyway, at this point.
You're a lunatic.
No, man. I'm not. Hey, so at this point, she's upset with me because I made her get an abortion. I'm trying my best to make her feel well, but I'm hundreds of miles away. So the baby daddy comes over, and, you know, he don't know. And he's like, hey, I need to use your van. He wanted to make a play. Everybody know what a play means. He wanted to make a play. This dummy leaves all the abortion stuff in the car. So in the side door of the arm of a van or whatever. So Buddy go do what he need to do. Come back. Whoops ass. I'm talking about beat a bad. Piss me off. I want to hurt Buddy. So she called me, you know, tell me he done beat up this dad and third. And that pissed me off because I hate being right in situations like that. So that's kind of what made me kind of like call it all off. Because I already realized it was toxic a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to get it back to where we were in the beginning, where it kind of seemed like we can be in a relationship, which that ended quick. But once he put his hands on her and I told her, I was like, look, this is exactly what I was trying to avoid. And you not listening to me led to you getting hurt. And if you're not going to listen to me, I can't lead you. I can't protect you. Then I won't be with you. So, but that was kind of what
that was. That was a lot all for a threesome.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's worth it.
No, hell no. Nah. I would never do that again, ever.
So what, like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is the fascination with a threesome? Like, it seems to be more of a headache, even without all the dramatics with your story, but it seems like it's just more of a headache.
Oh, no, most definitely. Dealing with two women is insane, and want to willingly deal with two women at one time is crazy. Like.
I don't.
Like, two Ds? Imagine yourself twice.
You would love me twice.
Yeah, I'm fine out.
No, you won't. Anyway, speaking of two people at the same time, what do you think about polyandry?
That's the woman, right?
That's when a woman has two men.
I don't have a problem with it.
You don't? Oh, that is so non-biased of you.
Yeah, no, because look, so we just talked about my longest kind of poly relationship and the most, I guess.
How long? Wait, but first of all, how long did that last?
It was probably anywhere between 4 and 6 months. I'm a man. I'm terrible with time, but it lasts for a little while. And then I also dealt with them after that separately for a little while.
I thought you was gonna say 4 to 6 years. This
no. D don't listen to me. I done told her I love her 17 times, so I know she ain't hear that. I told her I've only been in one real relationship with my baby mama. Yeah, and I dated her from 18 till about 27, 28. Wow. You know, I've never really committed to one woman like that ever again. And it was nothing she did. It was just me kind of finding myself. But okay. The next kind of poly I did, again, I'm still in Atlanta. And if you're going to deal with these Atlanta women, you got this kind of, especially the ones that I like, I don't like the BBL women. Like that BBL smell, I've been through about that. Listen, BBL smell isn't saying that their middle part have an area. It's just saying that BBL just made your body so unnatural that you're going to get some kind of odor from it. I promise.
That is really disgusting.
It's terrible. So don't get BBLs, lady. We like natural. I swear to God we do.
I had that conversation with Ryan Davis on my show.
I promise you.
He explained it. Yeah. But women still argue me down.
Bro.
I'm like, why do y'all really believe this? Like, just do an inventory of the people you know.
Correct. Correct.
Everybody's probably natural.
Correct. Listen, women, please understand this. Stop killing yourselves for the look. You're not supposed to look like, do you all natural?
Well, other than my boots.
That's cool. So, other than D, women, you're not. I had a thought in my head. I was about to, Lord have mercy. Everybody's not supposed to look like D. Everybody's not supposed to look like me.
But I can help you look like me because I'm a fitness trainer.
There you go. See what I'm saying? Get in the gym. Yeah, but all in all, some women just can't. Some are extremely narrow and they just can't get the yams. Some are extremely big and, you know, they just can't get down to your size. But they want to be because that's what social media kind of put out there, and we as men make it worse because we go and like and heart and all that stuff, and you can see it. But there are a lot of, I like natural. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Like natural.
When I say natural, I like chubby women. You just gotta have more butt than gut with me. That's the only difference.
From South Carolina, we know y'all like big.
I don't see big scared me. I like chubby.
Chubby and big sound the same to me.
No. You know, them big women don't have no tail. They just be flat and look nasty back there. You know, chubby be, I like them. Yeah, man. For real.
Mario.
I'm dead serious. I don't, big girls don't never have no rump. Like, if you big with a rump, I don't care if you 700 pounds. I'm tick you down. Like, you got that thing. You got that wagon, baby. I mean, hey, come on with it.
We gonna pray for him, okay? So tell me, what are, like, in your mind, what are, like, the benefits of, like, being in a polyamorous relationship?
I ain't about to lie to y'all. Threesome is the only benefit.
That's it?
But, no, realistically, for people that live in that community, because I have talked to some, because I was trying to figure out what dynamic I wanted to go with, which I realized none, because I don't want to deal with two women. But some realistic benefits is multiple incomes. If you want a big family, you're able to procreate and have that big family and have multiple hands because you have two different families coming together to raise these kids.
You're speaking of a polygamous relationship where they're actually committed.
Oh, okay. So polyamory. Oh, never mind. That's the woman with the multiple men.
No, polyamorous is just what you're doing. Like, you just dating.
Oh, no, it ain't no benefit to this, man. Ain't no benefit to this, man. Ain't no benefit. Hey, ain't about a lot of these people. Hey, look, I go to sleep lonely every night. I hate it.
Oh my God, Mario.
So
I'm so glad you just said that. So with this lifestyle, because I mean I'm gonna keep calling you young because I think you're young, and I believe that young people should explore and figure out what they want. And as long as you're being honest and being safe and all that stuff, you weren't being safe though, because you've got two women pregnant. But let's say when you're 40, do you foresee yourself still doing this or being married? Like, what is the goal?
I definitely ain't gonna be doing this. My heart can't take this.
You got a heart.
No, y'all women ain't. Not the emotional heart, my physical heart. Y'all women ain't about to kill me. Yeah, y'all. But listen, y'all are energizer bunnies, man.
You're right.
We not built like that.
Yeah.
Like, once it go down, that's it. Y'all still be rough, mad, bumping, like, and grinding.
Really?
Yeah. Well, come on, get it back up, man. Yes. I can't just force blood into it. I pass out in here. Come on. I'm up out of there.
Oh my
God. No, seriously, I do want one woman. Like I was saying on the last show, I want one woman that ideally would allow me to step out at least once or twice a year. And that just kind of, because to me, I kind of got to miss you or feel something different to kind of like, I don't want to say the bad word because people are going to kill me.
Say it.
I don't want to say like to build value. I get to build value in our relationship, not in you, because you are who you are. I love you. I'm still going to protect you, honor you, you know, do whatever I can to make sure you're straight. It's just that, you know, it's just some things as a man that I feel, just my opinion is what a man got to do, that I just have to do. I would prefer that she do it with me. I don't care if she just watch or if she be, because I will give my girl a rundown, baby. Y'all ain't about to drag me. You know what I mean? I do more than you and I do to her. It's fine, but y'all ain't about to drag me. Ain't no competitions. Ain't no track meet. Y'all ain't about to, nah. Ain't no 2-3 hour specials, baby. 45 minutes and, you know, we done. So, but no, I realistically, I want one woman that loves me and I love her, but we understand each other. So whatever that is, even if she want to get a guy, like I guess we kind of skipped over that because I went on a tangent, but I'm cool with women having their little thing. Like, long as buddy know his position, you know, because I'm like, I don't like, sex to me is important, but it's not so important to where I will leave you alone because of, like, I'm the guy that, like, oh, she a hoe. I don't care. I love her. What you mean?
I love her.
Yeah. She has sex with all
so
of
you would be with a woman care. That would need the same as you? Like, a woman that needs to once or twice a year have sex with a man?
Yeah, if everything aligned, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I would not ask her.
You're a level-headed guy.
No, correct, because I'm... But it took me, because I'm a hothead. Well, I used to be, well, I'm still am, but I can control it. I was a hothead. So I had to understand that a lot of people don't think like me, react like me, and live life the way I live life, you know, and that's kind of what calmed me down. And being 6'4", 250, well, I was one fighting me no more. They wanted to put that iron on me. So I had to start thinking a little different. Yeah. And that made me think about everything different, you know. So, but yeah, I ain't tripping on that. Like, long as she tell me, though. You know, yeah, like, don't do it in my house. I'm gonna kill both of you.
Well, I hope I'm gonna unalive anything in the house.
That's, I wouldn't even do it.
Disrespectful, but see, I just find it refreshing for somebody just be honest, just say it. Like, let me decide if this is what I'm agree to and what if I'm not gonna agree to it, because everybody doesn't have the same beliefs, like you said. So, but there are so many people out there that will agree to that.
Correct.
So there's no need to try to force or manipulate anybody into trying to form them. Let me make you do this. Let me, nah. Because I mean, I'm speaking from experience. I was with somebody for almost 5 years.
And didn't know what he was.
Had no idea. And the bad part was that at the end of when I finally broke it off, was he pretty much gave me an ultimatum. Told me he was going to cheat on me unless I gave him a threesome. Yeah, well, you might as well go on and just do it, because I ain't doing it.
Yeah, there's no enjoyment in, like, making a woman do a threesome. Like, you're going to get in there. Say you would have did it. You'd have been there like, I'm just here.
Let me tell you my experience with a threesome a long time ago, and nobody would ever want to do this shit with me again. the guy I was with asked for it. I'm like, I don't know about this. The girl, she liked me, but she ain't like dudes. So I'm like, all right, I'll try it.
Yeah, they don't even match.
Bad idea.
They were drilling you.
No, they didn't, because it never happened. It was so bad. As soon as he touched her, everybody
could do it.
I shut that shit down so fast.
See,
started crying. It was so bad.
Oh man, see, I'm gonna give guys a cheat code. If your girl give you a threesome, you gotta nail her to the cross first. I promise you, you gotta let baby sit there for however long it take to get your girl to wherever she need to be. And you got to understand that you may only get 3 humps in the grind with Shawty before she shut it down, too, now. So, you know.
All he did was this. Everybody get out.
He was too quick. See.
Everybody get out.
See, I would have had you focused. I would have been doing what I'm doing with you and then sneaking over there, like, you know what I mean?
I think he probably was, but eventually I caught him.
Yeah.
It was over. Right. I acted a straight fool in there.
Hey, what'd you say to him? You trying to cheat on me?
I said, why are you touching her? Get off her. Nope. Get out. Everybody get out. Everybody.
Oh.
It was so bad. It was such a meltdown.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
And that was in 2002.
Oh, man. I don't know how y'all was living back then. You know, 2002. Yeah. I was in middle school. I hate to say it.
I was in Turkey.
God.
Yes, it was a
turkey
for
getting
me.
Turkey is crazy.
Mm-mm. And it didn't happen. Nope. Get your ass out, both of y'all. She looking like, what I do?
It was something I was gonna say. I can't remember now.
So
that is crazy.
So okay, so I've seen like a lot of different examples, but only like in the celebrity realm when it comes to like polyamorous relationships and watching like that Neo with his girlfriends, I think DeVoe, Ronnie DeVoe with his wife, like they tried it.
Like Fredo Bang and stuff like that. Yeah.
So
he took a dyke couple. I said, but he go my dog. He's the goat of poly.
So do you think like in the real world outside of celebrities, there is a like high success rate when it comes to these types of relationships?
I don't know about success rate, but this is what I was going to say because I'm happy you asked me that question. Let me tell y'all the cheat code. Any kind of life you want to live, I'm going to look y'all in your eyes. Go to Facebook and look for the group.
Yeah.
I promise you. There's a group for everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may have women in your community that be like, I ain't doing the poly stuff. I ain't doing the monogamy stuff. I'm not doing whatever you want to do. Get on Facebook, search the group.
Yep.
Success rate. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I can't say I've experienced a lot of poly like relationships and just kind of like talk to them, ask them about. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know. Okay. I think realistically speaking, if you're going through it the right way, I think it can be successful.
I think so too. I think if you find your tribe, like there is a tribe of people who this is what we do. So right. We're going to agree to do this and we good. I have a really good friend. Like that's my dog. That is my girl. And she opened my eyes to a lot of stuff because she's in that world, like the swingers clubs and the lifestyle. And I was like, whoa, y'all be doing, wait a minute. I do nothing about this. Like,
oh yeah,
it's a lot.
No, it's deep.
Oh,
I promise Ray and Charlotte too.
Yeah, because that's what she was coming here. Yo, I was just blown away because like she would explain to me like they'd be flying to different places and like book hotels and do all these different events and it goes down.
It's like a car show. Like how they do their meets. Yeah. I promise it's the same setup. It's like we in this big biker club, car club. We all know each other. Where we going today, guys?
Ooh, child.
And then, you know, everybody show up and everybody mix and mingle. I will say this, it take a bad man or a bad woman to watch your significant other get pleasure from somebody else. I promise you. Like,
listen, she's like, you should just come. No. Yeah.
I can't watch it too much. No, I can't. I can't watch it.
I'm a sexual person, but like in my house. Yeah. Like with my dude. I don't want none of that extra stuff. Like, I'm down for whatever, but not with y'all.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's weird. It's your first time is definitely weird. The first time I went to one of those, like, man, my man wouldn't even stand up for me.
That's a lot of stimulation.
I didn't know what the hey, look, and as a guy, I don't care what guy says, when you see brothers out there sucker packing, like stuff you done seen in pornos, you like, I ain't never seen this in real life.
Shut up, bro.
You see some 10, 12, 13 inches, and then you see women taking it, you like, bro, what the hell? Like,
oh, that's nasty.
Bro, like, no. I'm gonna tell this story. I ain't gonna put my teammate name in it. Like, I was dealing with this white girl in college. Oh man, I said the white girl. Anyway, I was dealing with this girl in college, y'all. And it was a drunk night for us. And y'all, I'm in there putting on for the city. So I thought she kept saying deeper, you know. So you know, I essentially start like going harder.
Well, that's what I would.
She said deeper, I start going faster. She said deeper, y'all. I damn near pull that thing out and ram it back in. She said deeper one more time. I said, hold up, I got a teammate for you. I went down the hall. I got a teammate he's married to this day. I'm so happy he found a woman that can deal with all that. I said, hey, big dog. I said, I got shot. And I told her, I said, I got somebody for you. Is that what you want? She said, yeah, all right, cool. Like, I'm way above average, but I ain't what she needed. When I bought my partner in there, man, look here. We thought it was gonna be a little train action. So I got to the front of the train. I ain't really wanted to see what he was working with because I already knew it was gonna surprise. He pissed us off when he walked through the locker room. Man, he go behind and he get the prime of that motherfucker up. I'm like, oh boy. Hey, I'm looking everywhere but where
oh,
I need.
Oh my god.
Oh boy. Man, my boy put that log on the man. She about shot between my legs. I said, yeah. So when I seen that, and this is at 1920, I was like, oh yeah, women can't deal with that. You curse, buddy. So when you go into these clubs and you see women that can take stuff like that, you like, because again,
ruined.
Porn stars is one thing, but seeing regular people that I've seen walk around, like I was like, oh yeah, nah. And I'm in there with my little shorty, so I'm like thinking in my head, if they think about going towards one of them, it's over with. It's over with. Like,
just want to try.
You better choose a regular guy.
First of all, you're not about to tear me up. Nah. I need to, this to only get one of these. You can't just, no.
But see, I learned a lot, right? So I learned the whole vinegar and warm water, all that stuff. Like, man, like being and stuff like that, they tell you, like, so you and guys blow. I can tell somebody been in my girl. Well, no, you can't.
My grandma taught me that.
But a lot of these young girls ain't got no grandma. They getting raised by their single angry mama. And grandma mad at them because she ain't want to listen either.
Just
so
loose walls.
But yeah, I don't even know if they loose walls. They feel good to me, but yeah, I put them all on when you dealing with me. Don't sit down in that vinegar and warm water, baby. You ain't been like this since you was 17. I'm trying to get that. Yeah, when that first dude came across you, I want that type of love. What you mean? Nah, I'm just telling you, you know, vinegar and water, ain't that what it is? Mm-hmm. Don't put them people on. D, stop holding the secret.
Well, they better learn themselves. I ain't gonna.
I'm trying to learn from you, D. You can teach me something.
No.
Okay.
Not a damn thing. Mm-mm. But I was talking to this white guy, and he told me about something called a key party. You ever heard of a key party?
Hold up. You talking to a white guy, like, conversation? Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So he said him and his wife, they go to key parties. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? So it's like in their neighborhood, which is weird. And they go in there and they have like this basket at the door and everybody put their car keys in two separate baskets. Mm. Got the men put their keys here, women put their keys there. Whatever keys you pull out,
that's who you
don't leave with them. That's who you sleeping with in the house that night.
Oh,
it's like a whole orgy.
Oh, nah.
I'm like, but y'all know each other and y'all live together. Okay.
Oh, no, it's that serious. Like, but nah, I don't want Fatty Patty. I know she's been trying to get my keys for a while.
Wait. She can't pick. She got a blind. You got to like pull.
I know. I'm going to keep going. Then.
And she
what? Oh, what I'm going to tell her.
Oh, my God.
Man, she been waiting for this all her life. Nah, this can't happen.
That's too
much. I'm going to mess the party up. Now I done messed the whole swings club. Totally.
Y'all be doing a lot of strange things in these streets.
Oh, nah, for real. But yeah, I'm not a part of that. Let me make sure. Because Dee Dee got me out here looking like
me,
like I'm sick out here. That was in my past life. You know what I mean?
That's, oh, my God.
That was about 2-3 years ago. I don't live like that no more.
You need to cut
it out. I can't tell
you,
my heart can't take that, D. I'm for real. Man, I about to die. They about to kill me. I wasn't doing that no more. I got no.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. And I know because last time we kind of got into this back and forth about me and my diagnosis of you.
Yeah, trying to be my therapist. Piss me off, y'all. I ain't gonna post that clip.
That was a good clip. So do you believe, okay, first of all, let me ask you this way first. Because you mentioned that you want to have a partner, but you also have this need that you have to once or twice a year step out and it needs to be an agreement. Is that a need or a preference?
Probably a preference, I'll be honest with you.
So if your partner did not agree to it, how would that work with you?
Just depends on what stage we're in. If we're in the dating stage, she ain't gonna even make it past that. She would essentially in the beginning have to say she's cool with that being a possibility. And then I probably have to fall in love with her. And then, you know, eventually I probably give her whatever she asks for. If she don't want me to step out, I ain't gonna step out. But I'm not gonna give an ultimatum, but I'm gonna say if I can't step out, then you have to offer me something that's kind of complimentary to it.
And what is that? A threesome?
No, I don't necessarily. Dion told you women out, they almost killed me.
I'm just trying to figure out what's complimentary to
it. I'm not doing no threes. I don't know. She may have to turn it up, you know.
Okay.
You know, like everybody like the bed and you know the confines of their house. Like, nah, you Christian, we're gonna do it in the church. We read in front of God.
I'll do it anywhere.
Yeah.
But so if it is a need, let's say like if it's something that you just have to do, right? Do you believe that that is some type of, I don't want to call it that. Is it a byproduct of like arrested development?
I don't know. I don't see every, you got a choice, right? And when I think of need, I'm thinking it's something you need to survive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need sex to survive. So I'll be lying to you if I say I need that. No, I don't. It's a strong preference that I prefer. And I just want my partner to be willing or to agree. I may never even do it, but I just want her to know that it could possibly happen. Now I do understand that could create doubt or insecurities in the head too. So that's why I try to make sure I'm building them up. I'll make sure they understand like, hey, even if I do this, it's no flaw on you. It's nothing you did. It's me. But I don't think it's no byproduct of nothing. I just think, again, I believe men were like, nature didn't create us to be monogamous. Again, it's the reason why mine keeps spitting and you gotta wait 10 months.
I disagree with that, but that's what you believe.
For real, I'm dead serious.
I don't understand why God would make y'all a certain way and not make us complimentary to that.
He did make y'all complimentary. He did not. Yes, he did. He made y'all emotional. We don't think with emotion. We're more logical.
I'm talking about complimentary to accepting that. Like, just be like, okay, sure, go ahead. You're not supposed to understand that. I'm not saying that we are supposed to see this. You're talking about how we are. I'm talking about how, if it's supposed to be that way, why wouldn't God make us accepting of it? Why wouldn't it just be easy? And we just be like, all right, sure. Go ahead.
Because he gave us understanding as well. He gave us the option to choose. Like, right, he gave free will.
I understand that. So what I'm saying is, if it's this natural thing that he created us to be, why wouldn't it just be natural for everything to be that way? Like, y'all be how y'all are. We accept it. It just makes sense. And we don't have to go. It wouldn't be an emotional thing. It would just be a natural instinct for me to just be like, he got to go do his thing. He'll be back.
But I believe that's how it should be. You said
how it should be. I'm telling you, but we know it's not.
No, what I'm saying is this. I believe it should be that way. This is why I say that, because the way women are, men, we don't fight that. Y'all fight us. We don't fight y'all.
We don't, because
yes, I do.
No, we don't fight y'all.
Yes,
y'all, y'all fight. We fight each other.
No.
Yes.
No.
You want us to accept your natural thing.
I'm just going to keep pitching into somebody that didn't like it.
But exactly. So you want somebody to accept it.
No.
It may not be that particular person.
They don't have to accept. Accept is you saying like
that. It's the same thing. It's mincing words. Mm-mm. It is. It's mincing words.
Accepting is you've never lived this way, and I'm kind of convincing you to live the way. That's accepting. But I want somebody that's like, they're living like that. So
right. But if it was natural, all of us would be that way. There would be no convincing. There would be no anything. You wouldn't have to go try to find anything.
No, I can't say that, because you gave that lion in the forest type thing, and all lions not the same.
But you gave that. You said all lions, men are like lions.
No. Y'all was like, no, you make it seem like we're lions. And I was like, we're animals.
No, you
that was
said,
my response.
Oh my God.
No, you said
up, Fred.
You brought up lions.
Did you bring up lions?
Like, no, you did. You like, we acting like, you acting like y'all are just
I
lions.
I did not say anything about lions.
Okay, watch this.
I said y'all are not animals.
You want to bet that we can go on a date? Look, I'm gonna get this date, y'all. You want to bet?
I said, because I've reviewed the footage all the time.
You want to bet we'll go on a date?
No, I'm not betting anything. You mentioned lions. First of all, you said lions. Then you said Africa, and I said you're not an animal.
No.
And I said lions do this. You're acting like you only doing this one thing that lions do.
No, that ain't what you said. But go ahead.
So what did you bring up about lions then?
No, you brought up lions about. You said we're not lions. I was like, you're not gonna like this, but we're animals. Just like a lion. And then that's what my reference to lion.
Okay.
There's no other reason for me to bring up lion, because the female leads the pride in the lion. Why would I bring it up? Try to make my point. That's the wrong group to pick.
Okay. Whatever you say.
I love animals.
I'm
so I know
just
a lot
saying
about
that if men were naturally made a certain way, I don't understand why women wouldn't be naturally accepting of it. That's only my argument.
Why do you even look at it that way? Have you never thought about it why do all men essentially act the same?
The same way y'all think all women act the same.
But we're accepting of that. You not.
You think you're accepting of it. No, y'all too emotional. Y'all don't do this. Y'all don't do that. Y'all don't act like... No, y'all are not accepting of it. You're trying to make it seem like you are, but you're not.
Tell me something.
Men and women...
Give me realistically something.
Men and women go back and forth all the time. So there's no way in hell you sit here telling me that men are accepting of all things that women are just.
We cool with the emotion. We cool
with the glisten.
No, we don't understand it, but we're cool with
y'all
it.
Y'all are not cool with it.
Yeah, I don't know what me and you, I hate the men that you've been dealing with that made you feel the same.
It ain't got nothing to do with who I deal with.
We are fine with y'all, I read, emotional creature.
I interact, I network, I watch, I listen, I see.
Yeah, but you're in a different class of people in that way. You up there with the upper echelon and a different tax bracket. Them men, you can't compare them. That's like 10%, 1%.
No, because the last dude I with was in the lower 10%. So what are you saying?
Nah, tell me about this guy.
No, we don't want to talk about him no more.
Nah, because you know about to make it seem like he was acting like that 10% up there, that 1% up there when he wasn't. He wasn't. He understood what
Fred.
He was in life.
Mm-mm.
He told, uh-uh.
No, man.
We understand y'all, man. Okay, I would say the men I know and that I'm around, we understand women.
I'm not saying that you don't understand. We understand y'all too. That does not mean that there is no discord between us. And that's bad. Because if it was that easy, we would all just be all.
But it's not supposed to be that easy, though. We still got a match.
I'm not. But you're acting as if women are balls to the wall. We not accepting shit. And y'all just accept everything. That's dishonest.
I believe it. I hate to say that, but I do.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm here, brothers.
Most men don't even like women. They just like sleeping with them.
That don't even make sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
For this to stand up, it makes I have to like you.
No, you don't. Really?
Yes, yeah.
No, you don't. Yes, you listen. Just have to like what I look like.
No.
Come on. Oh, my God. Listen, I wish somebody would call in right now.
Please, somebody call in. Listen, this don't move unless we find something about you attractive.
Yes, physically.
That's something I like about you.
No, oh, my God. See, you like to mince words, and you know what the hell I'm
not mixing nothing.
I just said most men don't even like women. They like sleeping with them. Of course you like something about me physically. You don't like me.
But what does that mean when you say we don't like women? Like, let's dig
the same way y'all always talk about, I can just go get a nut. I don't care. You don't have to like me. You just like to fuck me.
See, you mixing words now.
I said the same thing 3 times.
Nah, man. Because we still like y'all, though.
No, you don't. You like to have sex with me.
What a man would say is, I don't have to fall in love with you.
No, that is not what a man
is
saying.
I don't have to like you.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't have to love you to have sex with you. I don't have to like you.
You don't even have to like me.
Okay, I'm going to speak for myself. I've never slept with one woman that I don't find something about in my life.
I didn't say you. I said most men.
No, I said I can speak for myself. I can't
agree with that. Because there is no way that y'all in one breath say, oh, I cheated, but it was just because, I just cheated. I didn't like her.
A man can sleep with anybody. No,
but I like with love.
No, we're gonna twist the words up and say I didn't like her. Yeah, you did. You like something about her? What took you over?
Yeah, you like what she looked like. You can meet a bitch in a bar tonight and go sleep with her. I mean, you like her. You just want to fuck her.
No, that mean I like her. I had to like something about her to get to that point. You like?
No, you were lusting after her. You didn't like her.
And like is in lust.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh my God! You know what? I really wish somebody.
I gotta find something I like to even lust after you.
Yes, physically.
That's cool.
It's not the same thing.
No, because you want to take it all mental or not?
I'm not taking the mental. I know that there are a lot of men who don't like women. They only like being around them. They just like to sleep with them. They rather hang with their homeboys than be around women.
No. Okay. All right, no, that's a whole nother show. We can talk about that too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I hate when y'all women say that. It's not that a man like prefer to be behind his home, but we just don't want to have the discord that we know we're gonna have with y'all.
Why are you dealing with a woman that you have discord? I've been with
because
men,
all of y'all are the same.
No, we're not. No, see, that's that young age shit.
Hold on.
Most men that I've dealt with,
let's go to break.
I spent a lot of time with them, and it wasn't nothing. And they ain't trying to go run to their homeboys. Half them don't even fuck with them niggas.
No, I don't either, but. I do. I like when a guy really like a woman, right? Because I guess we're speaking from the sense of when you say a guy run to hang with homeboy, some woman that he likes or that she like him that's at home without him. Is that the picture?
I'm just talking about men in general. If they don't I've been around men. I have brothers. Mm-hmm. I have brothers who are straight dogs, straight up dogs,
and
they run through women like they ain't shit because they don't like them. They just like fucking them.
I don't and they're say convenient. They don't like them. That's,
they're convenient.
I don't like
they're available. They can get their nut off and keep it moving.
I got you, but it was something he liked physical.
Convenience. Yeah, I'm not talking about physical.
That's what I'm saying. So what like
I said most men don't like women. They just like to sleep with them.
See, when you say that, it's like you saying they bi or they
care. I'm not saying nothing about gay or none of that. I'm talking about the disrespect that they have for women. They lack respect for women unless they're sleeping with them. They don't like them. They just use them to get what they need to get off and go about their way. They're not trying to spend no time with them, no money, no attention, no nothing. They just having sex with them.
When I say y'all, I'm saying women, not you.
No, that's men. Those types of men are just those types of men.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be that type of man if they had to work for it.
I'm not saying that they wouldn't, but that does not make my point moot when I say that most men don't like women.
No, it ain't most men, your brothers.
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them out there. I hear them all day long on social media dragging the shit out of women.
They go home
about
to
women.
Big Patty. They got a big nasty
and she
girlfriend.
Don't like they like the convenience of her because that's where they gotta stay.
No, they know they love her. They just wouldn't show her to nobody.
Nah.
They out here fronting like they can get a 10 knowing they got a 3 of
that's
them.
That's where they
cool
got to
love
stay. Most of them ain't got nowhere to go.
That may be true too, but they still love the woman they're with, I promise you.
Yeah, they love what she's doing for them.
No, stop letting dudes trick you with this whole tough bravado that we don't care. Listen, wherever a guy lay his head at, he wants to be there. I promise you.
Unless he don't have no choice.
No. That's the we talk about this. There's always a choice.
Okay. Yeah, with another woman.
No, correct.
I'm talking about bums.
But he chooses.
A lot
to
of these niggas don't have nowhere to go.
It ain't a lot of bumps. I don't know. I'm a man. I don't know. See, you got a different perspective.
I did a whole survey with men and women. And I asked them. No, I asked them to please inventory the people you know, men from the age. I think it was 30. Was it 30 to 35? I think it was the age.
Okay.
And how many of them had their own shit? Maybe one.
When you saying own, you saying
car,
like
apartment, house,
okay,
anything?
Okay.
None. They either live with their girl, live with their mama, or live with somebody else.
No, that's wild. What kind of people you like?
No, it ain't me.
Where these people came from?
They was from everywhere. The people on the panel was from all over the U.S. No,
hey man, we gotta do better.
it's pretty bad. Like, what is happening? I did the survey because I wanted to know what is the disconnect
and
between.
Was it 100?
I wanted to know the disconnect between women and men, same age, same place. And what's the disconnect from the women having their shit together and men not? What is happening? Why is it such a disparity?
But I don't, okay. I mean, even with that, I still don't, I mean, maybe I got a different crowd because I graduated college. I got friends that are,
small
you know,
percentage.
Professional. And yeah, so I can't speak for those bums, but yeah, that's crazy. I don't even know what I want to say. Like, that's crazy. Like, let's do this survey again. Let's get a camera. Like, let's just go to random people next.
Yeah, we need to see who you live with.
Like, yeah.
My mama.
Yeah, this needs to be raw.
My baby mama.
You for real, like.
It's bad. And I'm just trying to figure, I like to try to solve things. Result. How do we get here? How do we fix it? So we can stop the next generation of boys making those same mistakes.
See, D gonna try to help you. I'm gonna laugh at you, buddy.
See, that's because
you should feel bad. As a man, that's not manly. That's a beta male.
I agree. But they out here acting like they alpha.
No, correct. But an alpha don't have to act like an alpha.
Show
like that aura be picked
it's
up.
It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. Believe me, I know. All right, last two questions. What is some of the best advice you've ever received?
Some of the best advice I've received. I'm from the country, man. You know them country wise men say anything when they drunk. I ain't want to believe it then, but it makes sense, I promise you. Some of the best advice I've ever received. I don't know. I guess you got to kind of give me
nothing.
Like a
what somebody told you. You've been to college. You've been to the NFL. Somebody told you something. Don't get them hoes pregnant in a threesome. That should have been some advice.
Nah, everybody was trying to figure out how I did that.
I don't know.
I guess nothing is kind of resonating with me because I stay out of the way now and I can't remember nothing.
That's the problem right there.
No, that is the problem. I can't remember much from my early years. I was in that Four Loko time, that first batch.
That was the best one before they took the stuff out of it.
Oh my God.
Man, Four Loko was serious.
I can't remember nothing, you know, so yeah, I can't.
All right, well, last question. What advice would you give 15-year-old Mario?
Slow down. Be selfish. That's something I never was, even to this day. Be more strategic. Close. Like this one's a little more personal. Like just because they're family, it doesn't mean they're family.
You know.
So like, cause I've been.
Ooh, Lord.
Like a lot of, essentially a lot of stuff I'm saying, I've been hurt by my family more than anybody because I'm very family oriented. I was raised by women and mainly the men in my family, not the women. I adore the women. I love them. I mean, they can't really do anything to turn it away from me. It pissed me off, but I'm still being for them. But when I say slow down, I was moving too fast. I had kids early, just being grown. I guess some of the best advice my daddy told me, he was in jail. He knew me. My baby mama was having sex. He would call me. I'd pick up the phone and, you know, who you there with? I'm, you know, with my girlfriend. I'm 16, 17, 18. He better have a condom on. I'm, dad, we ain't doing it. Man, shut up. Like, mind you, I'm in every newspaper in the city every week. And he getting these newspapers, you know, we send them to him and stuff. And I was so cocky. I used to ride around with it, y'all, just to get girls and stuff. I had a car and stuff earlier. But anyway, back to, uncle told me to be humble, which I wasn't in my early years. My dad told me to wear protection, which I didn't, which led me with two kids. And then I'll say be strategic because I should have played ball a lot longer. Regardless of whether I liked it or not, I should have got at least 3 years into it because of the benefits, and I would have made some money. I'd have made more money than I made. And then, you know, with the family thing, it just, I love my family to death. And some of the things that has happened in my family over the last couple of years is just so disgusting. And I just can't believe that it's happened, you know. So I would tell myself, you know, just because they're your family, you know, don't put all that energy into them. Don't think that they won't be the ones that are what these YNs say slime you out the most. And then, you know, the next, be strategic and, you know, slow down, man. You know, you got a long life. You know, everybody says short. That's, I hated that saying growing up. Well, I hate it now, but growing up, life is short, life is short. So I always sped up everything. Gotta do this. I never know. Yeah. You know, I was just 17 the other day, young fella. Meanwhile, he drunk from the liquor store, 60 years old. I ain't even understanding he drunk. I'm just thinking he a wise man. Really, he didn't mess me up because I'm, oh, man, I can't lie because I was fired the other day, too. Yeah. I done sped my life up and messed up some things. And you know, I've had a lot of great opportunities come across my plate, and I've messed it up. I didn't understand the real world growing up because everything was given to me. You know, like being a star athlete from the hood, I'm from Broad River. And, you know, having all these coaches come see you, you know, I'm going to say this. They get us. Man, every coach that came to see me dropped their bag off. So I thought I was hot crap. You know what I mean? Like, I had money, and then my mom ended up getting money because my stepdad was killed in an accident. So she had, like, this lawsuit money. So from the time I was, like, 16, like, we had money. I'm talking about millions. And my uncle played for the Bucks and the Seahawks. So we had millions in our family. So even though I grew up in the hood, once I got a certain age, the money started rolling in for everybody. You know, I thought life was different. I thought I'm going to go to college. I'm going to go to the NFL. I'm going to have a degree. Once I get out of the NFL, I'm going to get a great job. That is not how life works. I would explain that to myself, that this piece of paper ain't going to get you nowhere. It's going to get you in the door, and they're going to tell you you need more.
Yep.
You got to go back to school for this. Or we need you the certification in that. They're like, bro, I hate it for people that pay for their education. They get a bachelor's of science, and they tell you you need to go back and get your master's or something. Oh, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what I tell myself. Slow down, little buddy.
Okay. That's some good advice. I hope my son hears this because he's good. He's have a great son. Listen, I learned so much today. And I am so respectful of your journey and just your decisions, like for real. Like if I hadn't went through what I went through, I'd probably be sitting here judging you. But I appreciate you for being open and honest and having this conversation with me. And hopefully everybody else learned some stuff because, baby, them threesomes going to get y'all in trouble.
I promise you.
So, you know, this is a part of the show where you can tell the people how to follow you. If you got anything coming up that you want to tell anybody about, this
is your... Man, I suck at stuff like this. Now, on the ride down here, I was like, D going to ask me this at the end. I need to remember what we got going on. And I can't remember it. I really stay out of the way. But if y'all want to follow me, y'all can follow me on Instagram at... I don't even know. See, this is why I tell y'all stay out the way. Let me see.
Just search your name.
Look, when I was you can just search my name on it. Or I guess DeMario. Just look up DeMario Jeffrey, the real big dirt dog. It'll pop up. Like first time at IG, I had like 20,000 followers. I was like, oh yeah, this is too much for me. I deleted it. And then like once I came back, I was like, I'm getting 20,000 again. I ain't never been past 2 after that.
Yeah, it ain't that easy. It is not that easy.
So, but yeah, y'all can look me up. Facebook. Instagram. I don't do Snapchat or none of that, but DeMario Dirt Jeffrey, real big dirt dog. What we got coming up, 1/3 of Mix It Up podcast, and we got a lot of things coming up. I guess if y'all follow my social media, I can keep y'all in the mix. I don't want to lie to y'all about the dates because I be hazy about the dates. They stay on me about the dates. Hey, make sure you got these days off, you know, this, that, and the third. I'm like, all right, I got it. You know, I run a restaurant, so it's pretty easy for me to finagle my schedule however I want it, you know, as long as they give me enough time. But other than that, I'm hoping y'all see my face, you know, on cameras near you a lot sooner, more often. I'm trying to become a little more articulate, you know, so that I can sit up here and really deliver my life to people or the way I see life, you know, because I want to give my opinion. I ain't one of them technically you're supposed to do this type of guy. Right. No, I'm just going to tell you what I think. You know, you feel how you feel after that.
That's what we need. More of that. I appreciate you for coming on the Core Queen podcast. Y'all know who I am. I'm Dede Leggett, a.k.a. The Core Queen. And I need y'all to do me a favor. I need y'all to hit that notification bell, like, subscribe, comment to my podcast page on YouTube because they're the worst of the worst when it comes to monetization. But it's okay. Y'all can follow me on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok. the core queen, Dede Legat. I'm everywhere. You can just Google me. I have this weekend, I have a big event coming up in Atlanta, East Point Independent Film Festival. A film that I'm the lead actress in called My Brother's Reaper is up for an award in Atlanta. So we'll be there this whole weekend. Lots of events in Atlanta. If you want to come out, our screening for our world premiere is going to be at 1:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Atlanta. If you go to EPIFF on their Instagram page, you can buy tickets. It's at 1:55 for the world premiere of our short film. I'm excited about it. So shout out to the director, Choice Skinner, and to the creator, producer, and the lead, my husband, Buck, a.k.a. Big Zoo, in the film.
You know what?
Y'all check it out. I'm excited for everybody to get to see it this weekend. And I got a lot of stuff coming up. I will be dropping my flyers sometime this week. Y'all know every year I do my two big events in my hometown of Bristol, Pennsylvania. So January is coming up. It's our winter coat drive. We do it big. We give away over 400 coats to the children. We give them all a free hot meal. We give out a flat screen TV, a laptop, some gift cards, and we give out a scholarship fund for the student with the highest GPA. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be January 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. in my hometown, Bristol, Pennsylvania. So I know y'all will be there. We have a good time every year, and I'm excited about it. Y'all check us out next week. I have the Married Men's Panel. Oh, Lord. Coming up next week. So be on the lookout for that next Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time here on YouTube. And we are out.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Tell me, D, what exactly are you looking for?
I've always been drawn to strong men, men who know what they want and aren't afraid to take control, but also aren't afraid of a woman's strength and accepts her for who she truly is.
I like that. But do you think that you can handle a man on my terms?
Let's get through the first date first.
Okay. Fair enough.